Welcome back to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Sean Malone with you, now joined by head coach of the Central Rebels, Coach Josh Mapes. And Coach Mapes, congratulations on the 70-52 victory over the Arcadia Valley Tigers. A good effort from three players for you on the offensive end. Holmes, Eminent, and Belfield all putting up 18-plus in my book. And talk about what they bring to the table offensively, game in and game out.
You know, Caitlin and Skyler have been really good for us all year, and Carissa's had some really good games and showed signs of what she can do. And I thought Carissa really stepped up today and put the ball in the basket and made some plays for us.
It's got to make you feel confident moving forward as the season goes on that maybe Carissa could develop into a third scoring option for you if anything were to happen to Holmes or Eminette, be it foul trouble, injury, just one of those nights, things of that nature.
Absolutely. You know, you never know who could get hurt, like you said, or, you know, sickness has been going around. If Skyler was sick, you know, we still have a really good person that can run offense for us with Carissa. So it's important what she does for us.
Horton had a pretty decent game for you as well, not putting up a ton of stats, but playing some good defense and rebounding when she needed to as well. Talk about giving the freshman a starting opportunity.
Now, Sophia is a really good player for us. She, you know, we knew coming in as a freshman she was pretty special, and she's going to continue to get better, and she's learning, you know, that being a freshman playing against 17, 18-year-olds is not easy, but she's adjusted really well, and she'll need to stay out of foul trouble Saturday for us to win.
Not really to get ahead of ourselves here, but I imagine that she's going to be learning a lot from Caitlin Holmes throughout the course of this season, who learned a lot from the Skag sisters back when the Skag sisters were playing under you.
Absolutely. You know, you asked Caitlin who her role model was. It's probably one of the Skags girls, probably Sydney and Megan, you know, and those guys were very good captains, and Caitlin's kind of taking the role, and Skyler this year and Chris is doing the same thing those kids did in front of us. And, you know, in 3 or 4 years, it's going to be Sophia being the one being the leader with the younger kids.
Steelville and South Iron playing. What do you know about these two teams?
This should be a really good game. You know, Steelville is a good team. Both teams are well coached. Both teams have really good players, and they're both going to be a handful, whoever it is going to be for us on Saturday. But right now, I couldn't tell you. I think it's going to be a great game.
They both run some tough zone defenses as well.
Yeah, you know, Steelville runs a 1-3-1, and they're really long, really athletic, and it causes people problems, and South Iron plays a really good Pac 2-3 zone, and so it should be interesting.
Coach Mapes of the Central Rebels joining us here on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck Saturday in the championship game.
Thank you guys for your coverage.
We'll be back with more right here on AM 800 KREI.